This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, tribal leaders in Oklahoma are denouncing a state Supreme Court ruling that concerns a Muscogee Nation woman's taxes. Coastal Arctic communities are celebrating a successful whaling season, and Native food trucks converge on St. Paul, Minnesota. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, tribal leaders in Oklahoma are denouncing a state Supreme Court ruling that concerns a Muscogee Nation woman's taxes. Coastal Arctic communities are celebrating a successful whaling season, and Native food trucks converge on St. Paul, Minnesota. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. In a 6-3 ruling this week, the Oklahoma Supreme Court says a Native citizen living on her reservation isn't exempt from state income tax. The Journal Record reports that Alicia Strobel, a member of the Muscogee Nation, had argued that her income was exempt because she lived and worked on her tribe's land. In 2020, Strobel had filed 3 Oklahoma individual income tax returns for the 3 previous years. She said the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the case McGirt v. Oklahoma supported her stance, as that ruling reaffirmed the existence of the Muscogee Nation's reservation. 2 years later, the Oklahoma Tax Commission denied her exemption, leading to an appeal and the case making it up to the state's highest court. The definition of Indian country was deliberated in oral arguments last year. The Oklahoma justices said McGirt doesn't apply to state tax law. In an opinion, they said that extending McGirt to preempt Oklahoma from taxing the income of tribal members residing on unrestricted, non-trust private fee land must come from the nation's highest court. Governor Kevin Stitt praised the ruling, saying he rejects race-based tax exemptions. Tribal leaders have denounced the ruling as inconsistent and a form of legal gymnastics. The Muscogee Nation said they are reviewing their next steps. Several coastal Arctic communities hosted festivals throughout June to celebrate a successful whaling season. In Ukagavik, that meant 4 full days of sharing food, prayers, dance, and traditional blanket toss. It also meant gathering as a community in joy and in loss. Alona Nyden with the Alaska Desk has more. And a note to listeners, the story discusses suicide.
Whaler Quincy Adams soars above a seal blanket at Simmons Field in Utqiagvik with a bag of candy in his hands. He leaps even higher and tosses the kaleidoscope of sweets as the children around him whoop with joy and catch treats. Adams is one of the captains of the Olic whaling crew. They were among those who landed a bowhead whale this spring and threw a feast for the community.
Make sure everybody gets a bite to eat, and make sure that nobody goes hungry.
Nalukatak, which means blanket toss in Inupiaq, is a traditional celebration of the successful bowhead harvest. The whaling crews serve several courses of subsistence dishes throughout the event. Caribou, duck and geese soup, donuts, boiled whale meat, muktuk, akutak, and the delicacy, fermented whale meat and blubber, or mikigak. When the feast is over, the whalers stretch a sealskin blanket, inviting everyone to jump on it. Then, the crowd moves indoors and continues with the Inupiaq dancing and drumming throughout the night. This year's Nalukatak had an emotional side for Adams. A young member of their crew died by suicide earlier this year, and the crew opened the event with a prayer and a message of hope.
This is something we wanted to get out to the other people and to the young people and the teens, tell them that there's hope, there's family that loves them, and if they need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody.
Whaling Captain Herman Aksuak says that dedicating Nalukataks to those who passed is not new. He says the event is about the community coming together.
You put on the blanket and jump and let it all out on the blanket and just jump for joy.
The communities of Wainwright, Kaktovik, Nuiqsut, and Point Hope also celebrated whaling festivals in June. In Anchorage, I am Alona Nyden.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline. And this Saturday, Minnesota's first ever Native American food truck festival kicks off in St. Paul. Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine says more than 20 Native food trucks will serve up both traditional and urban indigenous fair foods at Harriet Island Regional Park. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.